I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Vincent and Brianna. Brianna, poor Brianna, she out here just trying.
Yeah, she is.
She's trying. She's excited to be with somebody. She has all these ideas for dates and let's have fun. And so she books them horseback riding, and Vincent is terrified.
Yeah, not with it. He's one of those men who we've talked about on the show that are afraid of horses.
Afraid of horses. Yep. Like, don't want nothing to do with it. And this for me would have been a deal breaker. I'm sorry.
Really?
I love horses. I love to do things like horseback riding. I want somebody on like vacation who wants to do that and is not afraid of horseback riding. We're just not going to vibe.
Oh my God. That's so interesting because Brianna
actually.
I
would vibe with that person.
She got my Becky of the week for saying that this was like a deal breaker for me. She did. She got my Becky of the fucking week.
Bitch. Brianna then?
Yes. Yes. I was like, girl, you have a built-in Instagram husband. You could literally go galloping on this beach and have this man taking nice time lapses of you, slow pictures. He could do all that for you. Oh, what is the problem here? Do it by yourself. I don't, but maybe because it's horseback riding too. And I've been horse, I love horses and I love horseback riding. I'm like, I don't care what you do. And if you don't want to do it, then don't come with me because I'm going to literally get my whole life. So, like, if you don't want to do it, then don't come. I don't, I'm like, whatever.
I think it's just representative of like just the lack. I don't know, just so fearful. I don't know. Like, Vincent is allowed to feel any type of way he is. That type of guy just doesn't work with somebody like me. And I see myself in Brianna that she wants to, like, she wants to go zip lining. She wants to do a horseback ride. She wants to do this. I don't want to do those things by myself. I want to do it with somebody who's like, let's do it. Like, he's scared, but he's going to push himself to do it.
Oh, okay.
He is very much like, I want nothing to
do
with
this. I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing this. He's not even willing to try because he's very fearful and he's allowed to feel that way. But that... that's not gonna vibe with me.
Oh yeah, I'm here for it. I was like, Brianna, girl, what the fuck? Here's somebody to take great pictures of you.
Take pictures. I know.
Like, what? I don't know. Whatever.
That is one thing me and Nate, we don't know. We don't have no pictures from any vacation.
No, because the both of you are on the bikes, on both, the zip line, on the horse, on the parasail, on the oh my God.
Phones strapped up and then the experience is over. Yes. Like, fuck. Didn't even get one.
Oh my God. Oh man.
Oh Lord. But yeah, Brianna and Vincent, they, you know, sit debrief afterwards. Vincent basically tells her that he doesn't like surprises.
Yeah.
And he would like to be like clued in on it more because he had known this beforehand. He would have said no, he didn't want to do it rather than her go and spend the money or whatever and book it. And then Brianna is starting to realize like she's just like way more adventurous than Vincent
and
is.
He is.
And, you know, she's still learning this person. So that's it. See Jacob and Haley.
Oh god,
they do an exercise where they have to like write things about each other.
It is qualities.
So they manage to say a lot of good things about
nice
each
stuff.
Other.
Yeah,
they do manage to do exercise.
Yeah,
but they, at the end of the day, they just don't click. They just don't match.
No.
They just don't.
And they also
chemistry.
Both need help. So much. They could both be fine enough people, but both of them need so much help in terms of communication and like effort with the opposite sex. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like both of them are not really doing it in terms of the effort.
Yeah.
On both parts, especially yeah. Jacob though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He just doesn't care what she thinks.
Mm-mm.
Like, he's just asking, "Are you sexually attracted to me?" And not putting any effort to be sexually attractive.
Sexually attractive. So. But asks her every day. Every Are you day. Attracted to me.
Yep.
Hasn't changed from yesterday, as Haley said. Like,
nope.
God. But yeah, they have one good activity. Now they're like, we're hopeful again. Let's keep trying. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just this constant spiral of like going go-karting, having one nice conversation, and then let's try again. Just like a constant cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that night, all the couples sit down for dinner. Brianna shares that she's a little anxious about moving in with Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he has like a one bedroom. Mm-hmm. So she's like, how's my stuff going to fit? And just apprehension of like the like post show life.
Mm-hmm.
And then that obviously triggers Eric
Miss
and Virginia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Virginia is like very adamant that she is not moving in with Eric.
Yeah, she's doing that thing where she's like, well, I'm not living in his home. I'm not living at this nigga home. I don't know.
And she's like eating her food and looking at the
camera. Yeah. Like, yes.
And everybody's looking like, the fuck is this? What is happening?
Oh my God. Oh man, I love it.
Yeah. So Virginia, like at this dinner, she basically gives him an ultimatum that he needs to find a new place by the end of her lease, and her lease is up in 4 months. So he has 4 months to sell his condo, pack his shit, move them into a new house.
Because she gonna be at her zoo, okay? With them animals.
Her Rocky 400 square foot zoo ain't coming
zoo.
Over.
And in 4 months, if you not with it, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm out. What? This is crazy. And so, yeah, so she, yeah, we hear about her animals and we reminded that he's allergic to cats. So that is like a thing.
Like everyone, like mad people are allergic to cats.
Mad people are allergic to cats. And this bitch got like three of them.
That all sleep on top of her.
That sleep like, on her. Oh God, that shit was ridiculous.
That was y'all. Y'all with these animals who you let sleep in the bed with you.
And be want to get married?
Yo, that cat eats its own ass. Two of them. And you are letting it sleep in the bed with you? That's crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, crazy. My God.
I can't. Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
She was holding so firm to that cat
Oh,
thing.
My God. Oh, yeah. She was like, she's fully married to those cats. Fully committed to Rocky. And
fully
like,
to them.
On Eric.
And she don't give a fuck about what he wants, needs, or thinks about these cats because they've been sleeping on her for the past 3 years.
Yep.
And she's not compromising on that.
Nope.
Although you have a full-on husband now who is also allergic to cats. You're going to make him sleep in a bed with cats.
Yeah.
That is insane. The way she was like fighting him on that, I was like, you are bonkers, woman.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. So yeah, that's the whole thing.
That is crazy.
That is craziness. But yeah, the next morning they allegedly agree to find some place that's cat friendly and you know, gonna keep trying at this relationship, blah 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 blah. Meanwhile, Jacob dipped from the house overnight, didn't say shit.
Yeah, he said, you know what, there is no more steak left. I ate all 36 eggs, I gotta go.
Dipped. Nobody knows where he went. So Haley finally, when she gets home, she confronts Jacob like, the fuck, you just kind of like bounced.
Yeah.
And he came with some long drawn out story.
Oh my
about
God. The dogs have no
Same
food
with the dogs.
They have no water. They have no, like, what? How?
What?
Did that happen?
How'd that happen? You had to rush out of there that your dogs were left, like, you made it sound like they were on skid row, left for dead.
Yeah, like, starving. But I do also have a feeling that if all three of those dogs are left without food for, like, 4 hours, they'd start
they
eating each other.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that little corgi, the mean one, she would get to going. Yeah.
Yep. Jesus. So let's see, Brianna and Vincent. So they're having a tough little combo.
Yeah.
And Brianna tells Vincent you know, the one thing that she was like apprehensive about, you know, the start of the relationship was his disorganization and how she's like, you know, I'm very organized. I can be organized for the both of us. Like, that's just the one thing about him that she's like, them moving in together, joining lives, is he's like disorganized.
Yeah.
Vincent is hurt.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
And
he's hurt all the time.
He is. He stay hurt.
Oh my gosh, he's very sensitive. You know what it is? It's the lack of awareness that he is sensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's annoying about it.
Yeah.
You know,
something he needs to work through. He's not aware that that is what's wrong here. So yeah, he's hurt by that, and through his hurtness, he decides to say to Brianna that
slam her.
He told the experts he didn't want somebody quote unquote assertive and direct. And when he heard that she was bossy during the wedding, he was turned off. Now, that was whack, because that was him, like, retaliating to her, saying that he was disorganized. But I don't think she came at him with a disorganized, like, you're a fucking mess. Thank God I'm in your life now. I'm going to clean your shit up. Like,
that's right. And, like, you're also a straight man. So, like, saying that you're disorganized is also not uncommon.
Thing. You're in good company. Most people of your kind.
Or
a little disorganized. And a strong woman comes in and cleans that shit up.
That happens a lot.
But for him, it's always like a blow. It's like her coming at his masculinity, or him coming at
her. Or his job. Or like, I made my own business. How could you call me disorganized? I dance bachata. Why would you make me do salsa on TV? My t-shirt doesn't fit. Why are you making us cook? Like, all this stuff. It's just, he's so sensitive.
Sensitive. Brianna can't say nothing. She got to check her tone, but she's like, I didn't even have a tone. What am I even checking? Like, poor thing can't live. So that was whack when he came at her with that, like,
that was
turned off at the altar when your family joked about you being bossy. Like, what? So anyways, everybody meets one-on-one with a close friend, mm-hmm. in person or virtual. So it's like, mm-hmm. they're 1 week out from decision day. So it's like, let me talk with somebody and kind of get my head right.
Yeah, talking through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ryan chats with his friend. He said his biggest challenge with Clara is that they have all these conversations about feelings and he doesn't want to talk about feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he said he really wants them to do goal setting together to find out like what they both want out of life and out of, mm-hmm. the future, because he seems still unclear about
them flashbacks. This is also how you know it's a black production company, because they be doing these flashbacks and make Clara look like she don't do shit. She was like, I watch TV, I get it in flights, and then I, mm-hmm. get back and watch TV. Yeah. Like, I play with this dog, I go to brunch. That's it. This is all she wants to do. Crazy.
No ambition, no drive, God. No nothing.
Yes, nothing. They reminded me of the flashbacks they do on Atlanta all the time where they're like 2 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. NeNe lying about something. Yes.
Oh my god, they made her look so bad.
So bad. So Ryan is very concerned. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what this girl likes to do or what she is striving for.
Or like, we're in our 20s. Do you want to do anything?
Do you want to do anything, girl? Like, so I felt him on that one, because when, yeah. they showed the flashbacks, I was like, Claire, don't let, she has any head on her shoulders.
No ambition. About none. None.
Yeah. Mm. Brianna talks to her mom. She tells her the whole disorganization thing and, mm-hmm. how he, Vincent, just really struggles to communicate. He's more sensitive than she knew. She's starting to catch, mm-hmm. on little by little just, yeah. how sensitive he is.
Sensitive he is, yeah.
And how she was hurt about him using the term. He was, yeah. turned off.
Yeah.
It's like a huge blow to her. And it's like week 7. You've never said that before. So where is this little jab coming from?
Yeah.
At the 11th hour. Like,
right.
That was not cool. Haley sits with her friend. She takes a shot just to start off the conversation.
She's like, ooh, I'm 1 week out. This is a celebration.
This is a celebration. I need to get the fuck, mm. out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So her friend is like, so what are some of the what are some of the red flags or whatever? And she said her first red flag, which was rightfully so. This nigga, mm-hmm. is 59 years old and, yes. he's single, has never been married, never been engaged. What happened? When she learned his age,
yes.
that was the, yeah. first red flag. Why, yeah. is he single? He is,
yeah.
old.
Yeah. And why have you never, like, you don't have a baby, you don't have an ex-fiance, you don't, no have ex, nothing?
No, yeah. Not even, oh, ex-fiance, man. Ex-wife, no. like, nothing.
Nothing. You've never committed to anyone.
To anyone.
Yeah.
Ooh. What are you doing?
Seriously, here? I mean, yeah, not like, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then again, she brought up the fact that when he talks about the last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
it seems like he was only dating and finding a wife. Like, that was, that's the, it. Only,
yep.
thing, the only noteworthy thing he could ever say,
mm-hmm.
was he was dating and trying to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last big thing, which we know, is she's like, I just don't understand his humor. And, oh, that's huge. God.
Yeah.
That's huge. Just... You cannot live with somebody and be married to them if you don't
understand when they're joking and when they're not.
When they're,
you
fucking, yes.
weirdo. You can't just say a joke and then not change your tone and be like, I was joking. No, nobody knows
the delivery, my
and
dude.
Then be like, you don't understand my humor, nigga, you're not funny. Oh my god, that gets on my last fucking nerve. I can't stand him, yo. Oh, I can't, god. Stand him.
He's, yeah, he's,
oh,
he's,
my god,
really. Yeah. Let's see. Eric sits with his friend.
Sorry, friend. Got me going. Oh, man.
His challenge is with Virginia. They bring up their issues, but they never resolve them. So we're now in week 7. We as a viewer have learned of like 8 different categories of issues that they have. None of them are finding resolve. They just keep piling on the issues.
Yep.
And then they keep just, you know, making out and getting, mm-hmm. you know, staying connected, and there's definitely an attraction there, but y'all, mm-hmm. need to push that shit to the side and, mm-hmm. deal with issue number 1 through 7, because,
yep.
there's a lot going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, his biggest worry is like being blindsided at the end. He really has no idea which way Virginia's gonna go. He knows it's 50-50. She might stay, or she might very well get the fuck out and leave.
It might depend on the day.
Yeah.
Like, he's on eggshells now, because he's like, damn, it's the last week. If, mm-hmm. I fuck up twice towards Monday, maybe, yeah. by Friday should be all right.
Yeah.
Woo. Oh man,
what a way to live. Yeah. Mm. Now Clara and Ryan, yo, this scene had me cracking up.
Dying. Wait, okay, before you even start, Clara got my invite to the cookout for this one. Because we stay saying, I know I stay saying, even in my real life. Girl, if you just want to be a housewife, just say so. If you just want to be this, just say so. Just say and my girl says so. They said, do you have any ambitious goals in life? She's like, no.
No. So the questions were so just, yeah, just like, do you strive to be a better person? No.
No, no.
Next question. Oh, no. I set fine. Ambitious goals for myself. Oh, no.
Do you abide by rules and structure? Definitely not.
Absolutely not.
No way.
Claire is here living day by day. She don't give a shit about
making pottery and doing yoga.
Flying around.
Flying around.
Organizing his duties. Yep.
Walking that dog, you know?
That's it.
Oh, man.
God. So, yeah, Ryan just got confirmation that Clara, it is what it is. She don't want much.
Yep.
She don't want anything, really. Mm-hmm. She just wants to tell you, get you to say I love you.
That's
you
it.
Know, have a nice little night session.
Yeah, yes.
And then move.
And then go to brunch with her girls and like pet and brush that dog's hair. And that's all she wants to do in life.
And that's it. She's good.
Oh, man.
Now, Vincent sits with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And his friends are the viewers. The way that we be side-eyeing Vincent, like, what are you talking about? What are you complaining about now about Brianna?
Yeah.
One of his friends always brings that same energy, like,
what are you talking about?
So he was complaining to his friend about her being bossy and assertive, and the friend was like, don't you want someone direct?
is direct with you and is going to tell the truth?
Yeah, what? Vincent got my Becky of the Week in this moment.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I just don't, what the fuck are you even talking about? Like, so do you want a pushover? Do you want somebody you can walk on?
Right, yeah.
That's the alternative to Brianna not being herself, being somebody who's going to be assertive and say what she needs and go after what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
You're claiming you told the experts you don't want that person. So what you want is the opposite, somebody they could walk over and drag along into life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just makes no damn sense.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.